Yo, what's up, people? It's your boy Dave, and I got two of my brothers here. Actually, I'm sorry, and I got one. I got Rasta. Say what's up, Rasta. Yeah, what, people? Ah, long time know you're from them on. Y'all good to be a part of here getting here. Y'all, I have something for y'all serious out there. Seeing, but now I know y'all ready for the blood clot top of my talk about there.
Really?
Yeah, man. Yo, Ross crazy. Anyway, yeah, yo, today's topic is why do gay people get 30 days, but Black History Month only gets 28 days? Once again, why do gay people get 30 days, which is, you know, their Pride Month, which is June. Black History Month only gets 28 days. We get the shortest month out of the whole year. We've been slaves. Well, I haven't been, but my ancestors were slaves, brought on those ships. They were whipped, hung. Yo, there's a show called Underground. They showed a dude where he tried to escape. They whipped him, and right after they whipped him, they set him on fire. So I'm trying to figure out, how do we go through all, or how do our ancestors go through all that nonsense back in the day? And we get a 28-day month. Sometimes we get lucky and get a leap year and get 29 days. But yet, people who decide to like the same sex, I know I'm going to get criticized for this, but I don't care because I'm just keeping it real. I'm just saying what people think and they're talking about. But people who like the same sex, people who change their sexual identity, they get a whole month, a whole 30 days. I don't know what's going on with this country, but I think we're bass ackwards. What do you think, Rasta?
Yeah. Well, brethren, what I have to say is, I can't understand how so many Black people get blood clot, chained up, man, whipped up, man. Fire that gets set upon fire there. And we get our 28-day month. Why not 31 days, you know what I mean? Now I stand with going there. Anyway, just to tinkle bolt it, man, that's sick as my stomach, man. But because some people decide they want to go like a same sex, man, they want to throw on eels. A man, when I'm throwing eels in a blood clot wig, man, them gets a pride month, a 30 days arise. I not understand that there. I never understand it, but won't try to understand it. But it is what it is, man.
Yeah, that's how I feel. It's crazy. You know, it's not going to be a long one because it's not a lot of stuff that I have to talk about. It's just food for thought. You know, why? You know, it's there's so many, like, if a person gets beat up, if a gay person gets beat up by somebody, they want to call it a hate crime. But yet, you got these cops out here shooting Black people, and it's not called a hate crime. It's just called a homicide. And we know that they're slaughtering us just like they were doing back in the day. Right. Exactly, brother. You know, it's crazy. I don't understand what it is. I mean, Bruce Jenner decides to become Caitlyn Jenner, and he gets a Courage Award. Like, what? I don't know, man. I'm a man of God, okay? I don't always walk the straight and narrow. But, you know, you got people that they just don't get it. They're playing with fire. Now, you're not going to, as long as you're saved, no matter what you do, you're going back. You're going to heaven. As long as you get saved, and of course, there's people who don't believe it. But I don't understand how you can like the same sex and you go to church with your boyfriend. You go to church, you're a man, you go to church with your husband. You're a female, you go to church with your wife. I don't get it. I just know that today is just a new age. And you see it everywhere on TV. I mean, damn near every show has somebody that's a gay couple. And it's like, what are we teaching our youth out here?
Right. As my father say, brother, as I'm gonna understand, them throw these things on TV, and them think that these youths, man, them little ones, they're watching this thing, man. That's why you have teenage girls out here who never experienced a man wanna date a woman.
Yeah, real. That's real. I mean, I don't get it.
Man, I get it here, brother. Man, I don't know what go on here. Man, just know when we look on the TV, man, sometimes man, if I turn the channel, I'm like, the thing gross me out the ass. Yeah, I mash me up when I see a dude kiss another dude upon the lips, man, on a national network. See, in Jamaica, we're not playing our gay stuff out there, man. You come on Jamaica and you're not gay, but you die, man. Them kill you in their ass.
Yeah, I know it's rough in Jamaica. Like, that's not tolerated out there. It just kills me how so tolerated here in the U.S. I mean, you got 13, 14-year-old boys that never knew a girl, but they sleeping with men, sleeping with boys. You got 13, 14-year-old girls that never kissed a boy, but they're kissing their own girls. I mean, you can look on all these porn sites. The hottest thing out there is girl-on-girl action, and I don't get it. I don't get how we so entuned and entwined. And I'm not going to lie and sit here and say and not lie. I ain't going to lie and sit here and say I ain't never watched it, because I do sometimes. Yeah, I'm a hypocrite to a certain extent. I don't. Two dudes getting it in, that's disgusting. I see two chicks getting it in, yeah, it's eternal. I ain't going to lie. But it's the same thing like with I hear chicks say it's disgusting to see two chicks get it in. But I've heard a chick say it turned on to see two dudes get it on. It's to say we have normalized it so much in today's society that it's crazy. Just like all the cops killing black people, it's normalized. They finally started cracking down on it. I mean, you know, you look at the Asian people, you know, they were, as soon as dumbass Trump went out there and put the Asian virus out, they started going after Asian people. And all of a sudden, they start going ham about Asian. We got to protect the Asian. Stop the Asian hate crime. But what happened to all the black hate crime? Where's it at? I don't understand what's going on. I just know that it's just crazy out here, yo. And all I can say is, man, we need a longer month. We endured way, way, way more punishment. Well, they did. Even today, a lot of us, I mean, it's scary. Now, if you get pulled over, you see the lights behind you and you're on a dark road, the safest thing to do is keep going. Keep going and keep going and go to a safe place. To where you don't have to ever worry about the cops shooting you, pulling to a gas station. But then if you wait and drive to a gas station, it could be like a couple miles away due to speed limit. Don't try to run from them. They come out guns drawn. And you're like, yo, man, I'm pulling into a safe area. No, it's crazy. Being gay is normalized, and cops killing black people has become normalized. It's really sad. And I don't understand what is wrong with this world that we have normalized that and think that it's okay. I don't know. I just think we should have a longer month. They shouldn't get a longer month. And yeah, people probably gonna look at me and think that I'm all messed up. They're gonna probably send me all kind of hate stuff on Facebook because I'm gonna post it on Facebook and whatnot. People gonna be like, oh, that's crazy. Whatever. I don't care. I think that us black folks deserve a whole lot more than the gay folks. So with that, yeah, I'm going to roll out. I ain't got too much to say about that. The next topic will be, should men pay for everything? That'll be in a couple of days. So y'all people stay up. Holla at you. Yo, Ross, say peace.
Yeah, later. Peace, girl. Y'all, everything, just think about the food for thought, no money. We think about what black people have went through. We should have 2-3 months. Not one short, not the shortest month of the year. All right, there. Everybody be cool. All right, Harry. Peace.